Hey everybody, Mark Ashton here with your August 7 edition of the Project 4-4 Accelerators. Once again, I want to thank John Soper for the initial work that he did on the scholarship related to this passage, and also thank Lisa Ashton, my cousin, and Lori Eccleston for the great work that they have done in modifying those scripts and making them in a place that I could then write them for your benefit. Well, today's August 7th. You read Jeremiah 36 and 45, and we begin today with the scroll-burning incident that's recorded in chapter 36. It occurred in the fourth year of King Jehoiakim's reign. It was the year that Jeremiah had the revelation that's recorded back in chapter 25. He told the king and the people that because of their repeated disobedience, they would fall to Nebuchadnezzar. And they would, just like Jeremiah said. Well, we learn that the scrolls were written when Jeremiah would get a message from the Lord, and it would usually begin with the instruction, "Write this down." So what did he do? He wrote it down. Now, since a large portion of the Bible is comprised of these words from the prophets, we should be grateful today that they obediently wrote them down. As Jeremiah heard them from the Lord, he would dictate them to his scribe, Baruch, who would in turn write them onto the scroll. Then Baruch, faithful man that he was, got the dubious challenge of going to the temple and reading the words aloud to the people who were gathered there for worship. He had to do it because Jeremiah was restricted, not allowed to go into the temple for worship. Because he was such a troublemaker, people didn't want to have him in the temple for their worship time. Well, whether or not he was already under arrest and confined to the king's courtyard, I can't say. Perhaps he was just forbidden access to the temple. This seems to make the most sense because he's got such easy access to Baruch. That's the view that I'm inclined to take. But the point is that already, almost 20 years before Jerusalem's fall, Jeremiah is ostracized and kept away from the temple and from the people. Well, the reason for his exclusion from the precincts of the temple is probably related to the incident recorded back in chapter 19 when he smashed that clay vessel at the temple and told all the people this is what God's going to do to Judah. I imagine Jeremiah walking around with this big old clay pot above his head, increasing the drama of his message, everybody watching what's going to happen, and at some point in his message, when the crowd reached its peak, he shoots the pot off the top of his head, throws it in the audience, and he says, "This is what's going to happen to you, Judah. This is what's going to happen to Jerusalem." And that kind of talk got him exiled once again. He had already been put in stocks. He had already been thrown in prison. He had already been thrown into a clay cistern. So now they said, "Look, you can't talk at all in the temple anymore." And they kept him off to the side under threat of his life, I'm sure. Now, I think I could endure persecution and rejection and mistreatment for a while at least, maybe a year or two or three, but Jeremiah, he was in that position for many, many years. He remained faithful, incredibly. You know, Jeremiah is one of those guys who's faithful to his calling no matter what happens. Jeremiah is an example to you and to me. I mean, I don't know how many people I've known that are either in professional ministry or perhaps they're in some kind of a lay ministry, and when the ministry got hard, they just gave up. They walked away. They didn't want to wake up early in the morning anymore. They didn't want to deal with the stress of other lives around them. They didn't want to have to troubleshoot or deal with cranky people or power players or financial issues or whatever the deal was. They walked away when their calling got difficult. You compare whatever calling I'm talking about there with Jeremiah's calling. Jeremiah was faithful no matter what. He's a lesson to everybody who's struggling with their calling. Well, Jeremiah's messages wind up going through Baruch, and then they're sent to the temple. And at some point, some of the elders decide that they are going to take, the scriptures to the king. I think they were hoping that the king would repent and turn from everything that he was doing, that he would actually listen to Jeremiah, and that they would then go back and celebrate with Jeremiah. But the king did not repent, and so the elders did not repent, and the nation did not repent. Instead, the king said, "Let's burn this scroll. Read it to me, and then we'll have the satisfaction of burning it one rip at a time." And so that's what he did, one rip at a time, he burned the scroll up. Who knows what kinds of treasures from Jeremiah were lost in that episode? I'm glad we have what we do have to read today. Well, we learn elsewhere in the scripture that for nearly 20 more years, this routine continued, and nobody was prepared to take Jeremiah out to assassinate him or to cut out his tongue and silence him. I think it's because they really knew that he was truly speaking for God, and they were afraid that the retaliation that he was promising would actually happen. The really sad part of this story is when the words were finally read to the king. He had, and the people who were closest to him, were not afraid. They showed no fear, only anger. It looks to me like the officials who took him the scroll were hoping that he would listen and obey, but they didn't. He burned it, he burned it, he burned it. Well, unfortunately, he wouldn't listen, so the words of God were consumed by a flaming fire. Jehoiakim hadn't learned, and at God's command, Jeremiah just wrote the words down again and added a terrible postscript which sealed the fate of Jehoiakim. This action of burning God's word was the reason that he died a terrible death and was succeeded on the throne of Judah, not by his son, but by his brother. You know, one of the things we need to pick up from this passage is that we need to listen to the words of God. Whatever God's calling us to do, whatever it says in the Bible, particularly if there's a warning about some danger that we're headed towards, we need to listen to God. Avoid the danger, avoid the pain. You know, the funny thing is that Jeremiah was talking about all of this pain and destruction because he loved the people, and he knew that when people repent, the wrath of God is put off. That's what happened during Josiah's time. It could have happened during Jehoiakim's time as well, but unfortunately, well, things went the other direction for Jehoiakim. I hope things head north for you and that you listen to God's word. I hope you're enjoying reading through the book of Jeremiah, and tomorrow we will launch into another person who's a part of the Babylonian exile, and that is Daniel himself. May God's blessings be with you.